guardian angels and patron saints, pray for us. Santos patronos y los ángeles de la guarda, ruega por nosotros. The gospel reading today is taken from the very first verses of John's gospel, the beginning of the story of Jesus. It is the beginning, truly spoken, the absolute beginning of all things, and even if it makes sense to say so, before that beginning. We come to Christmas Mass full of the imagery and the memories of the beautiful scene of Bethlehem, the shepherds, the angels, Mary and Joseph in the cave, the ox and the ass in the manger. And then we're greeted with this mystical story of the Word and the light and he who was sent but not received, and of being born not of human desire but from God. It's jarring, perhaps, doesn't line up with our expectations. But this is the beauty of the different stories of the gospel that are woven together. Of course, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all begin with the customary nativity story that we're familiar with, but John begins with this. And in a sense, John is taking the view from above, from the perspective of heaven, from the view of God rather than from the view of humanity. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we're with there with the shepherds and with Mary and Joseph and Zechariah and Elizabeth and all the others, and we see through their eyes, and that story unfolds. But with John's gospel, we see through the eyes of the Father. And what is it that the Father sees? What is revealed? What is told? The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That phrase is at the heart of Christian belief. If we had to sum it up in one sentence, it would be that. The Word became flesh. What does that mean? How do we break that down? Those words are familiar to us, but do we know what they mean? Maybe as a way of approaching what that means, I want to share with you a conversation that I had with a friend of mine some years ago. He didn't happen to be a believer, though he shared many of the same kind of moral outlook that we as Catholic Christians would share. But he didn't believe in God. And I asked him one night as we were relaxing, this was around Christmas time actually, we talked about a lot of different things. He was a very interested, curious person and had a lot of different opinions and lots of questions. And we would sit up late into the night, have a couple beers, smoke a cigar, and have, I don't know, big conversations, big questions. And I remember asking him in the course of that evening, what's the most true thing to you? If you had to state just like the thing that's most true at the heart of your life, the thing that you don't have to think about and you just know almost as a kind of gut instinct, this is absolutely true. What would it be? I asked him that question. And I'll never forget his answer. His answer was, evil is real. Whoa, okay. That's kind of heavy, man. What's driving that? We got to talking about it. And he'd had certain experiences in his own life where he felt like that was just the case. But the more I thought about that answer, I thought, boy, does that capture what it's like to live without God? Yeah, it actually does. It captures that pretty well. That when we look around and we see the ordinary things of life, the institutions, the relationships, the businesses, the ways of organizing, politics, art, all of those things, they seem to us to present a kind of attractive version of reality, but that ultimately that's a deception. That underneath all of that is something dark and selfish and ultimately evil. That's what he found to be most true. Now, it's precisely into that perspective that John wrote the words, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Because the Word, let's break down what that means. The Word, we could understand maybe by saying, when you face a difficult situation in your life, you're suffering something, or you've lost something, or a relationship is broken down, or you're grieving. What are the things that encourage us in those times? Someone will say to us, maybe, God will never give you something you can't handle. Or maybe, trust that there's a plan. And later on, you see the plan unfold, and you look back and you say, I didn't see it then, but I see it now. That's the Word that John is talking about. We could say, and the plan became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That is the plan that exists in God, we believe, isn't just in the divine mind anymore, but in fact has become present in the world and can talk with us and can walk with us, who eats and drinks and moves about and does the exact same things that we do, knows what it's like to be us. That's the message of Christmas, that the plan isn't just something that's in God, but it's now here among us. It's visible. It's living with us. And that what is most true and most real isn't that deep down it's all just dark, evil people that want to control us and take over and run the world. That in fact, what is most true is that we are loved into existence. That sin has held us captive, but God has not allowed us to suffer that forever, but sent his Son to rescue us and bring us back into his kingdom of light. And that what is most true about me is that I am made by love and I'm created to love. That's more true than all the dark narratives that could be and conspiracy theories that could be put out there about what's really going on in the world. No. From his fullness we have all received. We saw his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. As we adore our Lord today and rejoice at the Christmas celebration, which brings us together every year, brings us together today as a parish, as a community of many cultures and languages, of many countries of origin, but that having come together, each of us in our own way hears how God has made his plan for our good known to each of us. And that apart from that, we're condemned to a life without hope. That we become like the ones who did not receive the light which came into the world, which did not receive him. But we who have received him, who do believe in this word, which has become flesh, we are born not of human decision, nor human choice, but of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.